I'm joined by Walid Safour, the Syrian opposition's new envoy to Britain. Congratulations on your appointment. Do you regard yourself as an ambassador?
Now there is no representative for the Syrian regime after the severing of the diplomatic ties between the United Kingdom and the Syrian regime, and after the recognition of the coalition as the representative of the Syrian people. I've been appointed yesterday by the coalition, and this was recommended by the Foreign Office.
What do you see as your priorities in the role?
I have some priorities on certain levels, on the political levels. We are aiming here to mount the pressures on the regime of Bashar al-Assad and to completely isolate him to gain more support to the quest of democracy in Syria on the humanitarian level, to recruit as much resources as possible to alleviate the need and suffering of the refugees, displaced and striking people, and to prepare for the reconstruction after the Bashar's era. On the domestic level here in the United Kingdom, we are striving to urge the Syrian community in the United Kingdom to mount its efforts and to unite them to contribute on all levels to the benefit of the Syrian people and the future of democracy in Syria.
Will you be lobbying for a no-fly zone in Syria?
We are lobbying to all things that contribute to the stop of bloodshed in Syria, but I think it's unlikely to happen at this certain time.
Are you looking to the British government to arm the Syrian rebels?
We are asking the world to provide the Syrian people with the equipment to defend themselves and to deter the machine of the Syrian regime army.
You've met Foreign Office officials. Do you think they will supply weapons to the rebels?
I met some of the officials, but we haven't discussed anything yet about any issue.
Are you hopeful that they will supply weapons to the rebels?
I'm not considering them rebels. I'm considering them. They are sections and segments of the Syrian people. They are defending themselves and striving for democracy and freedom and justice. I think naming them as rebels is a mistake.
But are you hopeful that Britain will supply arms?
I am calling on all friends of Syria to supply the Syrian people with all means to defend themselves, including Britain.
And does your appointment suggest that the opposition is more organised than it actually is, and isn't the reality more chaotic?
You know, the past regime, the regime of Hafez and Bashar al-Assad, they left nothing organized in Syria, and now the Syrian opposition and the Syrian revolution are working hard to unite their forces among a lot of contradicting circumstances, whether internally and externally. And we and the others are trying to organize ourselves and to represent our people in the best way we can.
How close are you to being a government in exile?
I think this issue is still on the roof, and I'm not close to the decision makers about this issue exactly. We are discussing a more urgent issue, like bringing aid and help to our people in Syria and to provide them with means to live before discussing the government in exile.
You yourself are a former teacher from Homs, is that right?
I am from Homs, and I was a teacher in Homs, and I taught in the United Kingdom as well, in Birmingham, in the early 80s in private schools.
When were you last in Syria?
I left Syria in March 1981.
And how were you treated by the government there?
I was arrested in 1980 and 1981, and was tortured, and I have disabilities in my back, and I had to make three surgeries in my spine because of torture.
So do you think you have credibility among Syrian people?
I hope to have. I've been an opponent, and I have been a human rights activist since my departure of my country, and I've been working with all with many people of my country, and we were friends and colleagues all the time.
Where will you be based? Are you going to form some kind of embassy?
I'm still based at home at the moment, and the appointment was just yesterday evening, and it's early for any preparation. We are preparing to do something in now in the near future.
But do you hope to set up some form of embassy?
The embassy is the poverty of the Syrian people, and we want to reclaim it from the Syrian regime, and to make it a home for Syrian, in order to represent them and to serve them and to have all services afforded to them via the Syrian embassy.
You were... You protested many times outside the embassy. Does it feel odd to be a shadow ambassador?
I have protested many times in front of the Syrian embassy on many occasions against the violations of human rights in Syria. That's right.
Okay, well, I can hear you're busy. Good luck with the appointment. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.